Division, be there. Your sporting matters. ABSA.
Lawyer threatens legal action over AC Gateway on party registration records. Government to sell down activities under budget realignment plan. In global news, South Africa president faces court to resign after court ruling. Good evening and welcome to the 37-year-old man passing from the United. Lawyer Christopher Chan has meeting to the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ, demanding the withdrawal of a transition requiring presidential action to conform to party records of the registered societies over its litigation. In a letter addressed to Chief Electoral Officer Brown Pizarro, Mr. Chan challenged the Commission to state the legal basis compelling it to issue such a directive. He argued that Article 60 of the Constitution provides for the formation and operation of political parties and does not grant the Register of Societies authority to determine the legitimacy of party leadership for electoral purposes. Mr. Charlie further said that internal disputes within political parties should be resolved through the Constitution and the courts, and not through administrative directives issued by the electoral body. He has since warned that failure by the ECZ to withdraw the directive could result in legal action against the commission. Government says it will shell down some of its activities to accommodate expenditure adjustments under the National Budget Realignment. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sindhu Kumsakakwani said government is expected to implement a number of changes and meet additional costs linked to the supplementary budget. Beginning during the first quarter National Development Coordinating Committee meeting, Dr. Mpokotwani has noted that the supplementary budget will also take into account revenue losses arising from the tax waiver on petroleum products. He has added that the increase in the number of members of parliament is made necessary for government to realign the budget to cater for the additional expenditure.
Defining moment in Zambia's journey towards self-reliance
discipline, unity, nationalism, and inclusive economic transformation. Estelle Otunga said President Hakainde Hichilema deserves commendation for reviving what he termed a life-changing initiative, adding that the graduates are pioneers of a system founded on the belief that young people are a solution that must be embraced and empowered.
To our graduates, I say, you are a pioneer that has been mentioned by people before me. You are among the first beneficiaries of a program that speaks directly to the future we are building. In Zambia, Greece, North and Canada, and Germany, the nation where opportunity is not inherited, but created to achieve this and hospital. Work, work, and work.
Officer Yvonne said the next commander, Lieutenant General Engineer, and his chief, Solochi, said the initiative is a transformative program aligned with the New Dawn government's vision of empowering citizens to practical skills development.
This graduation is not merely the conclusion of a training program. It is the birth of a new era of peacefully skilled and self-reliant young citizens. As many others who have invited and various nationalists may attend school the overhead, we send male youth, while a very different group in the past, more important, is a force to send female youth. Together, these two centers have delivered a program that is both inclusive and transformative.
Meanwhile, training coordinator Brigadier General Mutandali K. Chonga said the graduation reflects strong coordination, unity and shared purpose among the four training groups that operated as one integrated system under a whole of government and society approach. In other news, the latest report from Human Capital by Zanga African Metrics in collaboration with Bongo Health Consult was revealed that by 2030, Africa will contribute half of the world's new labor market entrants, which will demand the creation of 15 million new jobs annually and systems that can absorb, equip, and elevate the workforce. Given during the launch in Lusaka today, Zanga African Metrics Board Chairperson Ia Zakara said the findings point to major structural capabilities and social shifts shaping the future of work in Africa. Ms. Kara said the report highlights the impact of demographic change, urbanization, the evolving nature of work, and the rise of digital transformation across the continent. She added that the report also draws attention to the growing influence of women in leadership and enterprise.
But what does this report show us? At a high level, it tells us that Africa stands at a defining moment. The data points to major structural capability and social shifts shaping the future of work across the continent. We see the power of demographic growth, urbanization, the changing nature of work, the rise of digital transformation, the urgency of employability and entrepreneurship, and the growing importance of inclusion, especially for women and young people.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts, Creative Industries and Research Development Principal Officer Nicholas Goma commended Zanga African Metrics for producing what he described as a timely and comprehensive report. Mr. Goma said the report addresses critical issues surrounding the future of work and leadership, adding that its findings will significantly contribute to the implementation of Zambia's 9th National Development Plan.
Would like to commend the Zanga African Metrics for this very, very important contribution to national development. Before we can actually actualize ideas, we need an opportunity where we can think through them using such platforms. And someone needs to be able to come up to take a proactive action to investigate that reality. From me, what assumptions in fact, and you are helping us to really reflect on what's really on the ground.
In global news, South African opposition leader Julius Malema has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to resign after the competition court ruled that Fireman had violated